It's Wednesday, Bill.
Oh, there's no denying it's Wednesday.
Can I tell you, I was just completely backed up on television last night.
Yeah.
I had to watch The Voice.
You had to get some liquid plumber. You were so backed up. I heard there was an emergency delivery at your house of liquid plumber. Well, This Is Us obviously caught your attention.
Well, I had to watch The Voice first.
Oh, well, yeah.
And that's on right before This Is Us.
Yeah.
And then it was kind of late, and I'm like, I got to watch This Is Us because Bill will spoil it for me.
No, I wouldn't have spoiled it. I would have just said it was a poignant episode.
It wasn't that
with
great.
With moments of, well...
I know they're setting things up.
Yeah,
I know, but come on.
You
got to
bridge what happened in the past with what's ahead. So it was not earth-shattering. But it, you know, it's This Is Us. You get your funny moments. Spoiler alert: the best Oprah reference I've ever seen.
Yes.
In a TV show.
Oh, I loved
the best
that.
Oprah reference ever.
And the guy, is it Kevin? Is he one of the twins?
One of the triplets.
Oh yeah, one of the triplets.
Randall, Kevin, Kate, collect them all.
Kevin's the one I always forget. Although looking at his washboard abs, I don't know how I could ever forget him.
Yeah, he's in pretty good shape.
I'll just look at his abs, not his face.
All right. This is abs.
Did
you watch the show after it about the
New Amsterdam?
New Amsterdam?
I didn't.
I had no intention of watching it at all. Zero intention. And I was watching things out of order because I had tennis last night and then I got home and This Is Us was still taping. So I saw about 15 or 20 minutes of it. It was really good. Surprisingly good.
It looked pretty good. Although you and I don't see eye to eye on shows because Manifest is this new show that came out on Monday night, I believe.
Yeah.
I really liked it.
The premise here is
bizarre.
It's an airplane going from point A to point B. They hit some turbulence. When they land, they learn that they've been up in the air for 5.5 years.
Or have they really been up in the air for 5 years? Or were they taken by aliens and then plopped back in the air? See,
we
don't know
yet. No one knows yet.
What didn't you like?
Not a single Oprah reference. Not a single inside
that
Oprah
was disappointing.
Joke. That was very disappointing. They had 5.5 years to think of one. They didn't. I was furious.
I
liked it. I didn't love it. I will continue. That's the show that I've been most excited about for the new fall season. And I read a bunch of reviews where they go, they're trying stuff. It's not quite paying off. But again, it's early.
The acting is not fantastic in it, in my opinion. But the premise is great. And it reminds me of a cross between Lost, of course,
sure.
and Family. Was that the name of it?
Yeah.
Or The Family?
Yeah.
Or...
About
not with
the boy
Seda
who
Thompson.
Was missing for several years.
Yeah.
Right.
It kind of has...
With Joan Allen?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, she was really good in that, wasn't she?
She was running for office.
I'm still bummed that show got canceled.
Yeah, that was a good show. That was very upsetting. This has potential, but I told you there have been 3 or 4 Twilight Zone or Outer Limits episodes that are kind of the same thing. Oh, they're up in the air. They land. Everything's just a little bit different, you know?
Yeah.
This time it's time travel. So we'll see. I'm hopeful.
It sucked me in.
I want it to be. Several reviews said that there's a lot of religious undertones to it that were unnecessary.
I didn't notice
that. You didn't think so? The Bible verse that her mom is a fan of is the same thing as the flight number. I mean, that was a trick on Lost, too. They did a lot of...
Right.
Oh, wait,
the lottery numbers.
Yeah,
it wasn't lottery, but the...
No, it was.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, that wasn't deeply religious. That was a character who...
Right.
And I didn't... To be honest with you, and forgive me for not reading the Bible cover to cover, I didn't know
number
that was a...
selling book of all time, Wendy. Huge, huge hit. Big hit.
I didn't know that was a Bible verse at first.
Oh.
I just thought it was something her mother said.
Oh. Well, she says, you know my favorite verse. She
well,
said
that's verse of a song. It could,
oh,
I didn't go Bible. That wasn't my go-to
you
verse.
You know my favorite Megadeth verse. Mom.
Megadeth is in the Bible?
Actually,
there's a chapter after Leviticus?
It's not called Megadeth, but there's a lot of death and some pestilence. You got to read the book, Wendy. Huge hit.
But then,
huge hit. It's for free in hotels. They just give
they don't have them anymore, do they?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, because there's...
In the drawer?
The Gideons,
Right.
The people who are the Gideons.
Gideon's Bible.
That's them.
Rocky Raccoon.
They go out of their way to make sure that they're in every hotel room.
Are the Gideons still doing it?
I think they are.
Are the Gideons still giddy-upping? Because I don't know. I've been watching Seinfeld every night.
Call Gideon headquarters and ask the question Wendy just asked. See what kind of response you get from the Gideons.
I thought they were no longer.
You think they disbanded?
Yeah.
No more Gideons? Oh, I hope that's not true. I'm a huge fan. Love the Gideons. But I think they should have branched out to other books.
Like what?
Every once in a while, throw a Stephen King in. A Kent Follett. Why'd you stop at the Bible? If you're going to provide free literature to read, throw in the classics. Steinbeck, love it.
I thought they went under.
Oh, no.
Well, the Gideons International, I have a Twitter account.
Yeah,
you can donate.
Twitter.
Gideons International, read the Bible.
Yep.
That's what it says.
Good catchphrase.
They were founded in Wisconsin. I didn't know that.
Mm. And what was your phrase for them? Giddy up, Gideons?
Gideons still giddy upping? Read the Bible.
So do they sneak into each room and put it in the drawer next to the bed?
Or
do they bring
them.
A giant box and they go, how many rooms do you have? 162. All right, Larry, we need 162 of them.
We place and distribute Bibles and New Testaments.
What a thankless task.
What's the difference?
The New Testament is only half the Bible.
Well, obviously it doesn't have the Old Testament, but why just the New Testament?
Play the hits.
Are there Christians that only believe in the New Testament?
Well,
if you don't know, it's okay to say I don't know.
I think you're on to something, but it's not quite right. Like in the Jewish faith, only the Old Testament, that's the book. The New Testament is it's an interesting
for
story.
For hipsters?
Yeah, it's for hipsters. That's the right way. Yeah, that's it, exactly.
Because I know that there are different Christians that believe in different versions of the Bible. Like there's a St. James Bible and then there's something else.
St. James version is for people who enjoy Monopoly, because that's also Monopoly property.
It's that orangey goldish color, too.
Yes, it is. Wow, you know your Monopoly deeds.
Thank you. You know, I can say something and you won't pay any attention, but there are certain things when I mention your eyes light up
I didn't think you'd
get
the color.
She amazed me.
That was very, very impressive.
We place and distribute Bibles and New Testaments because we believe God's word is not only relevant, but powerful.
Yes.
Those who read it and apply God's truth to their lives experience hope, joy, and redemption. For this reason, we are sharing our daily Bible reading calendar to help guide you through reading the Bible in a year. I gotta be honest with you, I'd like to do that.
Would you?
I would like to.
It's a great story.
Say I've read the Bible cover to cover.
Oh. I don't know. I know anybody who has done the entire Bible. I know people who, they have their favorite passages or verses, and they go, this is something that means a lot to me. But I don't think I know anybody who's gone start to finish on it.
But how do you find your favorite verses unless you come upon them while reading it?
Sometimes you'll hear it, like in church. Like I remember a lot of times during Mass.
Love is patient. Love is kind.
Yeah.
That's at everybody's wedding.
Pretty much. That's your standard wedding quote from the Bible.
But I forgot to tell you that I can't believe that I went through the show today without telling you the major mayhem that happened at our house last night.
What is it?
I was watching This Is Us. Jim hasn't watched it, so I was just watching it on my own.
Previewing it, so there was nothing too disturbing for him to see in it?
No, he doesn't watch it.
He just doesn't watch it.
Yeah, he didn't want to start now. What is this, season three?
This is season three.
And he's not going to catch up. And I said, just jump in. They'll explain things. If you have questions, he's like, I'm not in the mood. So then he calls me, and he was in the basement, so I thought it was kind of weird. And he says, I need Kona, which is the dog.
Yeah.
I said, why do you need Kona? He goes, Wendy, there is a mouse. I am face to face with it. It's on the upper stair. I'm walking up the stair. It's right. Give me the dog. I said, I'm not going to give you the puppy to eat the mouse.
Oh.
That's not how it's going to work. And then he pulled out the old George Costanza. I'm not good with these things.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, you know, I don't know what to tell you. And so he was on the stairwell. And if I opened the door that led to the rest of our house, I would have seen him. I would have seen the mouse. So he's like, don't open the door. So I said, well, what am I supposed to do? And I'm not giving you the dog. So then Dylan comes down. He's 15. And he said, what's going on? I said, Dad has a mouse trapped, but not in a trap. So he calls Jim and he's like, Dad, open the basement door. I'll come through that way and help you. So Dylan put peanut butter in a little tiny box and was trying to coax it into the box. And I'm like, that's not going to work, you guys. This thing is going to run away.
Yeah.
I don't know if Jim stunned
it. But I have to say, that sounds like a good idea. The peanut butter in a box thing. Because mice love peanut
butter.
They
do love peanut butter.
And I do too. And if I was at your house, you'd have me in a box right now. Because I would fall for that every time. Even if you trapped me in the box, the next day I'd come back and I'd go, oh, they wouldn't do this to me 2 days in a row. I would still go for the peanut butter in a box. Actually, that's what I'm going to have for lunch. That sounds really good to me.
Well, it was a good idea, but I think Jim stunned it because there was another box in the basement that he threw at it.
Oh, he was whipping boxes at the mice?
Yeah, because I mean, and I don't know what to do with it. So then he goes, I'm just hearing a play-by-play on the other side of the door.
Yeah.
And Jim's like, I don't know, maybe I stunned it. And I said, do you want a screwdriver? And Jim goes,
No.
I said, not to kill it.
To what?
Kind of take the screwdriver so you don't have to touch it and push it into the box.
If it's stunned,
maybe it's not going to move.
That's a good idea.
And they're like, no. So they ended up, the mouse might have been stunned, but then it came back into full force and it ran away and it's in our basement. So we have the Rose Pest Solutions coming out to get rid of it. We had mice before, and we haven't had them in years. And this is the time.
I wouldn't have been able to sleep.
Well, it was in the basement, although they can fit through little tiny things, because when I was growing up in my mom's house, we had a canary.
Yeah.
Not in a coal mine, but in a cage. And we had mice issues for a while, because this is the time it's cold. They're coming in to find warmth
and food. Nest.
Yeah. And so.
And to watch This Is Us.
I could have watched with a mouse.
Mice love This Is Us. No one knows why. And, you know what it is? It's the comedy. It's mostly drama, but it's lighthearted. I think mice like that.
And so at my mom's house, we were, you know, three girls, my sister, my mom, and I, screaming because it's like they just move. They're cute, but they move so unbelievably quickly that you just, it's.
They scurry.
They do.
And they look like I've either just done something bad or I'm on my way to do something bad because I'm a mouse.
I know.
Oh.
Well, it got in the bird cage.
It
was freaking the canary out. And a bird cage, the little grids are not very wide.
Right.
But it just shows you that mice can squeeze through the smallest of spaces.
Yeah. Yep.
And this was a baby and it was super cute.
I think they like bird seed. I think there's something to bird seed that mice enjoy.
Yeah, back in the old days, my sister would put peanut butter and bird seed on top of that on the mouse trap.
That's like a gourmet meal.
They
would go out of their way for that. When we lived in Rogers Park in our apartment, the people who lived across the hall from us had four really big birds.
Like parrot-sized cockatoo, big ones?
Yeah.
Did they talk?
The people did. The birds did not. But the people were always saying stuff like, hi. They were brilliant conversationalists.
Yes. The linguists.
When they were evicted, all of a sudden, we had lived there in that apartment for about 3 years at that point and never saw a mouse. When they got evicted, there were mice everywhere because they were so used to going to that apartment and getting birdseed off the floor that all of a sudden their food source dried up. So there were times where we were trying to trap or corner a mouse and another mouse would run by. And we're like, what do we do now? We ended up moving because of that. Because one mouse is way too many mice for me. But when they're in all directions and stuff and you can't keep track of where they are, I can't do that.
Well, that was the thing. And then this morning, Michael got up and was going in the laundry room. And he goes, hey, by the way, did you guys catch that mouse last night? And I said, no. And Michael said, where did he go? And I said, in the laundry room. And he said, that's where I'm headed right now. And I said, well, put some shoes on.
Yeah.
But they're more scared of us than we are of them.
You don't know
me. This was a baby.
Even the smallest of mice would scare the daylights out of me. And I seriously would not be able to sleep knowing there was a mouse loose in the house. I would stay up until it was found.
We had Coco the mouse. That was our first foray into mousehood.
Yeah.
And the reason we call it Coco is because there was a little tiny hole in the corner of our kitchen. And we had a loft bedroom before we finally got it enclosed. So we heard this click, click, click. And we're like, what the hell is that? So Jim looked from the loft bedroom down into the kitchen. And there was a mouse trying to get one of those Hershey's miniature down the hole, but it was too wide.
Yeah.
So it just kept click, click. So Jim, I don't know why he thought of this, but he goes, I'm going to try an experiment. So he came down, he got the Hershey's miniature, put it, it might have been a Mr. Goodbar, to be honest with you.
I could see that.
Jim put it in the middle of the kitchen, went back upstairs to the loft with a video camera, and sure enough, Coco the Mouse, who loved chocolate, walked, scurried up to the Mr. Goodbar, and then again, click, click, trying to get it down the mouse hole, and it wouldn't fit.
So he had enough good taste to know fine chocolate, but just bad at judging spaces.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
But, like, wouldn't you give up after trying for 50 times to get a giant chocolate bar?
I would, but, you know, mice, Wendy.
Well, that was when we called, and our guy Alvin, the late, great Alvin, went through the house with a comb, practically, put steel wool in every hole or anything, but somehow another mouse got in our house, and we have to wait till Friday for the people to come get the mice out.
We had, for a while, with the mice problem in Rogers Park, our landlord, Carl, put down a bunch of the traps where they don't snap on them. They stick. Glue traps. Oh, the glue, that's terrible. But listen to what Carl did, because if you think that part is bad, listen to this. So I guess the idea behind them is you trap them and then you go out to a field and you release them.
No, you can't release them from glue traps.
No, you'll rip their little legs off.
Oh, I didn't
know that. They're stuck to it till they die or eat their own feet off to get out.
Well, Carl had this thing. He would take his thumb and his index finger and he would place it on their neck, and then like a ninja, he would twist it
and
snap their neck. Like just like the most subtle little move with his thumb and forefinger, and you'd hear this. You'd hear like, you would hear that little, and that meant their neck wasn't working anymore.
Yeah, because you don't release them from the glue traps.
Oh, you don't.
They have these little traps. I don't know if the little ones are called have a heart, but they're gray and they're torpedo-like, and there's a little trap door, and when the mouse goes in there, the door closes on it, so it's confined into this little like toilet paper tube size thing.
And then you take it
And
somewhere.
Then you take it outside and release it, and it comes right back in your house.
Oh.
Yeah.
That seems bad.
So I know.
I just put a glue trap out yesterday. That's
did you?
I see.
2 days ago.
So then you'll throw the whole glue trap away once the mouse is on there. You'll.
I usually use the other ones, but I don't. I can't set them. I hate setting them.
I know.
And there's no one at home.
Have
the boys
ever snapped
are gone.
One on your thumb?
No, I probably. But I just. I don't
want
to.
Oh, is that painful?
Yeah,
I've done it twice.
I won't even do it. So since Khan's gone.
Your son,
it's such an exact art, because if you're off an eighth of an inch to the left or the right, it'll just snap on your thumb.
Yeah. Remember the game Booby Trap?
Yes.
That's what it was like.
Mouse Trap.
No, there was Booby Trap, which
was... That's
what
the three-colored, they were like tiles with little tips on them, and you'd pick them out. Yeah, I guess Booby Trap, because there was a game called Mouse Trap, too.
Right, that I know, but Booby Trap was you'd be pulling these pins out, or little pegs, I guess, and then the last one, a lot of times your finger would get caught in the guillotine.
Yep. Fun times.
But so the mouse traps are the most humane way to do it, because they die instantly, unless they don't. Because there was one time during a Super Bowl that you heard it go off, and then you heard flip flop, flip flop, and then what do you do?
Oh. And one time I had one that, and there was bleeding. I'm like, all right, I don't need this.
Oh,
yeah, it was weird.
That's why I know. Call me terrible, but I go poison.
Poison's the way to go.
Where do you get it? It's hard to find the poison.
I have to go through an exterminator.
Oh, to get the little packs?
They don't sell
it. Yeah, I want those packs.
The Builder's Square.
No, I cannot find it. I've looked. Because I'm like you, once in a while, I'll have a mouse, you know, every around this time.
Yes, this is the
but,
time.
But, yeah, I have found the bricks, but I want those packets, because you just throw them behind things.
Well, it's in an actual, a little triangular thing. Rose Pest Solutions is who we use, and the mouse goes in there because it's supposed to be flavorful or tempting to them, and it's a terrible way to go, because they just bleed out or
they go
die
back
from
to the nest and sometimes bring it back and feed everyone else.
Oh,
so
yeah.
They all die. Yeah, that's a good way to do it.
It's a bad way to do it, but, you know, and then people are like, oh, what if your dog gets in there? Well, we are careful. It's behind the refrigerator where the dog can't access.
Yeah.
And in the basement where the dog doesn't go.
Yeah.
And then everyone said, well, don't you find little mouse carcasses? And I have never found
me
one.
Either.
Where are they then?
They go back and die in the nest. They don't live in your house. They just come in for water and food.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
They live somewhere else?
Yeah, they live Where I mean, they might be, but yeah. wherever
I checked the mailing
attic,
address,
or...
and it was the same as mine.
Same as yours? Then they're in the house somewhere.
I don't care as long as they're not living. I cannot.
A weird decaying mouse behind your dishwasher—that's not pleasant.
Their innards are.
By
like
the time you move the dishwasher to clean it, it's
evaporated.
It's, yeah, it looks like a piece of dust.
Really?
You just kind of
sweep flat
it up.
Piece of dust
shaped like a mouse.
I don't look closely.
How come
I just
all of our dust
off,
are shaped like
gone.
Mice?
I just can't have mice in my house.
No.
Yeah, they're disgusting.
I'm shocked you were able to sleep. I could not have slept.
I didn't think about it till you just brought it up, because I thought, well, I'm upstairs. This is all the way in the basement, but they can go under doors. They can go upstairs. They can go through the walls.
Oh, yeah.
I'm in the attic. I'm pretty sure I hear mice in my walls all
really?
The time. Yeah.
I had carpenter bees, too.
Oh, those are horrible.
Oh, my God. And they're big, fluffy, like your vision of a bumblebee. That's what it is. It looks like it's cottony, and it's big and fluffy. They don't bite humans.
Slow.
But they burrow in wood.
And the hole they make is, like, perfect.
Yes.
Yeah, I have them all over outside on my back
Me
porch.
Too, and I kept finding this sawdust everywhere.
Need an exterminator for
That's
it.
Where we got Rose, because yeah. they had to come out and do it. Because we were seeing, first of all, I thought they were in the walls, because I'd be laying and I could hear them. And the guy told Jim, oh, it's probably just the branch moving up against the house.
Sure.
And I called them and I said, it's not the branch.
So they were doing it where? In your attic?
No, this was just in our family room. They burrow under the siding.
Right.
They burrow everywhere and leave these big holes and sawdust all over. So if you see sawdust like on your cooler in the
yeah.
backyard, you have these carpenter bees.
Yeah.
They won't sting you.
No.
But they get into your house.
I hit them really bad this year and last year. And then, I don't know, they're kind of, I haven't noticed them anymore.
How about the mosquitoes?
Oh.
They are so horrible right now.
And
I see them on my dog.
Yeah. They're really, really bad. You really can't go out after dusk.
I know.
It's crazy.
Now I'm itching again.
Yeah. I wonder why. What could have caused that?
All right. But I forgot to tell you about the mouse thing.
That's awful. That's horrible. Ugh. All right. A quick break. Judy with the news, and then more
By
show.
The way, is Carl Spackler your landlord? You mentioned that he...
Carl,
your landlord.
Carl Spackler is not my landlord,
oh.
but there are similarities between the two. Former landlord, but still.
Oh, okay.
All right, more show ahead. Bill and Wendy, WGN.
Bill, there's a mouse in your house. They're really cute, though.
That's not what I would think of as I was watching a mouse scurry across my basement.
What if it was a pet mouse in a cage?
There's a video on WGNRadio.com, if you search for it, when I first moved into my house, of me and a mouse and my son Luke.
Really?
It's pretty hilarious, yeah.
I think I saw that video.
Yeah. Yeah, screaming pretty loud.
All right, as adorable as a mouse has the potential of being, now imagine that it was a rat instead of a mouse. Is it still cute?
No, only an animated mouse is cute.
Yeah,
no other kind of mouse.
Real mice are cute.
Although I have a friend who has rats, the white rats as pets.
Oh,
I will never understand that ever.
Edgar and Johnny
they
Winter
love them.
That's their names. The rats' names for the Winter
Brothers.
The rats
crawl on them, and yeah, they're their pets. Those white ones.
Yeah, it worked for Willard.
Yeah.
All right, it's news time, everybody. Here's Judy Pilat.
Well, Huntley took the brunt of storms that hit the area last night. The village says 8 homes were damaged. 1 is uninhabitable. Residents are being asked to move any debris from their property to the parkway by October 2nd. 700 ComEd customers still without power. Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh denying new allegations of sexual misconduct, saying they're from the Twilight Zone. The Senate Judiciary Committee reviewing those claims after attorney Michael Avenatti provided a statement from his client to the committee saying, she witnessed Kavanaugh consistently engage in excessive drinking and inappropriate contact of a sexual nature with women in the early 80s. And the defense team calling 5 additional witnesses to the stand today in the murder trial of Chicago police officer Jason Van Dyke. Among them, a truck driver who claims he encountered someone matching Laquan McDonald's description the night he was shot. He says that man twice tried to stab him, but he was able to fight him off by throwing his cell phone in some gravel. We'll check sports and weather next on WGN.
Are there places in your home where the Wi-Fi is really, really slow? Then you need high-speed internet and whole home Wi-Fi from WOW. Our new whole home Wi-Fi uses powerful access points that bring strong Wi-Fi to every corner of your home. No slow zones, no dead zones, just WOW zones. Get 100 meg internet for $29.99 per month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. And add whole home Wi-Fi for just $9.99 per month. Call 1-866-WOWWAY4 or visit WOWWAY.com today to learn more. Offer for new customers subject to change. Restrictions apply.
You can get a business credit card from any bank. But will it include a banker who gets to know you? You can secure a line of credit from any financial institution. But will it come with expertise and guidance? You can open a business checking account anywhere. But was it created for this area? At Wintrust, we know you can choose any bank. We also know we offer things other banks just don't. Find out more at Wintrust.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
WGN Sports, the White Sox host Cleveland tonight in their last home game. Pre-game with Andy Mazur at 6:35. First pitch 7:10 with Ed Farmer and Darren Jackson on 7:20 WGN. The Cubs host Pittsburgh. The Blackhawks continue the preseason tomorrow against Ottawa at the United Center. WGN Weather Center forecast today, partly to mostly sunny, breezy, cooler, the high 65. Tonight, mostly clear and cool, low 47, but in the 50s near the Loop. And then tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, the high 68. Those are the headlines. I'm Judy Pilak.
Judy, are you answering questions? Because I have one for you if you
yes,
want.
Yes, I will take one question.
One question. Now the pressure's on to make it a good question.
Yeah, good luck with
all
that, Bill.
You're a news person, and you hang around in news circles with news people. Wendy and I hang out with rodeo clowns like ourselves, but you are a news person.
Yes.
People who are in the news business, what do they think will happen with Brett Kavanaugh? What do you expect to have happen in the next couple days or weeks?
Unfortunately, I think he will be confirmed without...
you really
thorough
do?
Due process.
Is that true? Yeah.
Well, okay. So today with this new allegation, see, in my world, I think I see things pretty black and white when it comes to these kinds of issues.
Yeah.
You know, he has kind of, I guess people would disagree with me that he has lied, but you know, he portrayed himself one way. Now he's saying, well, okay, maybe I was this way. Right there. Done.
You would almost imagine in a job where integrity and honesty are paramount.
Yeah, how about some decorum here too? No, you should just step back. If you had to come back and say something else, in my book, that's a lie.
Yeah.
So that if you said one thing and now you're saying everything, that's a lie. You know, people, like I said, will downplay it and say, oh, well, maybe he misspoke. Maybe he just was, you know, but no, if you're going to be a Supreme Court nominee, a Supreme Court justice sitting on the Supreme Court of the United States.
We need to trust you.
My gosh, number one, honesty. It has to
be. Let's for a second suspend belief and say that you represent the Republican Party, right? In that instance, when a guy is obviously, let's say, problematic, there are problems revolving around Kavanaugh, right? Wouldn't you go, all right, you know what? Maybe he's not the guy then. Here's another guy.
Another Republican.
Yeah. Why are they so adamant of pushing through this guy? Why don't they just go?
Why don't you ask me a question I'm able to answer?
Yeah, that's a great question.
It's a great question. I have no answer.
And I have
that has happened over and over and over again in this administration. Now, maybe because President Trump is...
Didn't I read that Brett Kavanaugh, was there someone that had some work relationship with Trump Legal? Was it him? No, I guess not.
I don't know that he knows Brett Kavanaugh that well. I don't think, you know,
this is probably a new meet for him, right?
Yeah, maybe this was, you know, maybe Pence put him forward or someone or whatever.
He's the president's kind of guy, though.
Exactly. And now once the president, he has a tendency to, once he says something, he can't back down ever.
Yeah.
He can't go back. Even though, obviously, this nominee is, in my book, too problematic.
Yeah.
Why even keep going? What else is going to come out?
Yeah.
I mean, if this is the kind of guy, and it looks like it's shaping up to be, you believe the women, and why wouldn't you believe someone until... I mean, everyone's innocent until proven guilty.
Sure.
Absolutely.
Sure.
But it's, you know, if this is true, based on the first woman who came forward, the first accuser, that kind of guy has a reputation.
And
if I were you, dude... back just to say that's it, that's enough. I mean, or is it going to come out that, oh my gosh, this was just a smear campaign by the Democrats? I don't think so.
All right, what about, since you brought up the accuser, Christine Ford, mm-hmm. right? So the president has said some very awful things about her, right? So let's say that it turns out that what she's saying is true. Again, we're dealing in hypotheticals, but let's just say, beyond any shadow of a doubt, it seems that everything she's saying is true. If you're Donald Trump, how do you not apologize? How do you not go, wow, did I have this wrong?
Well, that's what I was saying earlier is even if it is true, he could still be on the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
That nominee.
Even if it's
the
true.
Republicans seemed intent.
Oh, wow.
They are, not only is the president not backing down, those Republicans on that Judiciary Committee, Grassley, they're acting like this, you know, McConnell, this is going through.
Yeah.
So when you hear that and they seem adamant, horrible. Then, yeah, I mean, well, think about all the things that have happened in the past 2 years with the president.
Mm-hmm.
With,
these are the best 2 years, better than any other president
has done.
That's
what he's telling the UN, Jude.
Well,
he's saying that to the UN.
And they laughed.
They laughed.
It's really
some
weird.
Some of the German delegates were doing this.
Were they really?
Oh, yeah.
Like, totally little hand talking.
I mean, that is a knife in my heart to see people around the world disrespecting our president.
Well, he said when he was running, the world is laughing at us.
But the fact that it's even happening. The fact
so many people here disrespect the president that's, you know.
And we, I think, you know, as a news person mostly, and, you know, I get it. The president, I don't generally call him Trump.
I respect the office.
I respect the office. I call him Mr. Trump. I call him President Trump. But that when I see the world treating us like that,
No, you're seeing it wrong. He's bringing the world together. He made people from 163 nations laugh at him at the exact same time.
And how about his response?
He should do stand-up.
Well, I didn't expect that. Right. That's not the response.
I liked that response, quite honestly, because he didn't.
He downplayed.
It was an honest moment where all of a sudden
it was like his thought bubble came out loud.
Yeah. Where you go, well, they're laughing. I'm not sure
why. He's like, wow, I get it, but you actually laughed because no one does that to me. But you know what, Mr. President, that's not a pep rally.
Right. It's not your base.
Yeah, it's not your base. And those are very, very intelligent, worldly people.
Who he's ripped.
What did you expect?
Them,
yes.
Right?
Yeah, they're not.
So
very
at about
friendly.
The 10-second mark of his remarks, he gets that laugh. Now, I was trying to. There was a time very early on where I was trying to tell the difference, not yesterday, but in my life, between being laughed with and being laughed at. You know, people go, are you laughing with me or are you laughing at me? That moment yesterday was the best example of, is this somebody laughing with him or laughing at him? My vote was they were laughing at
him. I don't think it was even.
You can't even debate it, right?
You can't debate it.
They laughed at him.
In his mind.
They were laughing with him.
He didn't. Right. Well,
they might have been laughing with him after his response. Then they may have been laughing with him.
I agree.
Like, that's not what I was expecting. But then I think it was a laughing with him.
Right, yeah.
But how did it happen so fast? Because a lot of those people have translators who are at the UN. They don't speak perfect English, so it had to be translated to them. But the laugh was simultaneous.
Many of those people understand English.
Well, because what he said was, you know, he knew where he was going.
Yeah.
In the history of the world, I have done more, you know, so as it was coming
than almost any other president.
Right. So by the time he started, people were already getting the translation and saying,
but isn't it like when you go to see Bruce Springsteen and he plays Born to Run, you go, oh, that's why we came. He played Born to Run. For those guys, he was playing his greatest hits album. They were like, yes. We know this song.
Right.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
And getting back to Brett Kavanaugh, I don't think what you did in high school should matter, but I think you should admit.
This should matter.
But.
You don't think?
If it's true.
Right.
But what he did in high school doesn't make this true. I'm just saying, had he said, yeah, you know what? I was a bit of a frat boy. I partied on the weekends like everybody else.
I didn't do that, but I was a partier, but I would never cross that line and do that.
But the lie is what bothers me, because if I go back to high school and, you know, WGN radio was checking into things I did in high school, yeah, maybe I got too drunk at a party and puked on my date, okay? That's not an employee you would want today, but I'm not that person anymore.
Right.
So I don't think it's fair to go
sowing your
back.
Oats. Is that right?
Yeah, so that's what it's called.
Oats.
Thank you. Yeah. I always get my sayings mixed up. Yeah,
my grains.
Brownberry makes them.
Yeah, sowing your grains.
Yeah.
Everyone does it. I mean, you know, it's crossing the line. Is there some, you know, like.
But there's a couple things. And I would put murder in there, and I would put rape in there, and there's a couple of armed robbery where you go, I know you're not the same person, I get that, but what you did was really, really, really bad.
Exactly, and you aren't the same, you could definitely
rehab
change
yourself.
But there are some things you shouldn't do.
Right.
You'd probably run for president if you've committed a robbery. Although, I will say, I don't know if you heard the story, the new mayor of Markham.
Yeah.
So he's a convicted felon.
Yeah.
And he was sworn in yesterday.
I thought you couldn't run if you were...
You're right. You can't. But Governor Rauner, I'm sure he'll be asked about this today, hopefully.
Pushed it through?
Yes. He helped him out. He wrote a certificate of something. A certificate of citizen...
Certificate of rehabilitation, or something?
Well, no. It said a certificate of, like, citizenship, saying, you know, people can reform. It was in 1999. But in my head, I'm like, but still, he did do it.
Yeah.
He was convicted. He got probation.
Yeah.
But he was a convicted felon.
So that means you cannot hold a public office, right?
Right. Unless the governor does what
he did.
Pardons
you or whatever?
Yeah, he didn't pardon him. But he wrote him a note. It's still a little iffy. So the Cook County State's Attorney and a Cook County judge and an appellate judge all said no. He was the biggest vote getter last year in that election.
Wow.
They said, but no, you can't be sworn in because they all said that. And then Rauner,
about a month ago, did a certificate
and he said, you can. So there's still some legality there where maybe they will get him out. But my point again, why are you even running? You know,
that
to me goes to a person's character.
Why are you running to the mayor of Markham or why are you running to Brett Kavanaugh? Who are you addressing?
Both of them. Well, if you know there are some skeletons
in
your
closet.
Right, and
Brett, maybe the first claim comes out, okay, you know, maybe you bet, you know, if it's true.
Unless it's not true. And then you keep moving forward.
I bet if you're the mayor of Markham, part of you goes, this is a great story for rehabilitative services, because I was a guy who did some horrible things when I was young, and now today I'm the mayor of Markham, Illinois.
Yeah, so here's an idea, dude. Go do some charity work. I mean, really?
But
in my head, again, the law is being broken.
Yeah, the law was broken. No doubt.
What the governor did, you can do. The last time it was done was in 1970. I don't know. I haven't figured that out. It wasn't in the story.
See, that's what's great about the governors of the state of Illinois. They go to prison after their governors, not before their governors. They're doing it the right way.
Can we
talk to Matt? Is he still there?
No.
No, we lost him. All right. Somebody wanted to share their thoughts, but...
Did they give you an idea of what they were going to talk about?
Just that this is the way Donald Trump has made people. I don't know if that's all.
Like, stand your ground no matter what.
Right.
And you're right. I mean, Kavanaugh is standing his ground because he says he's innocent.
Right.
Okay, let's see it. Let's get to the bottom of it. My point is just, at this juncture with a Supreme Court nominee, it's so tainted already. And him saying one thing and then another thing, that is the biggest problem I have.
But aren't there some parallels? Do you see any parallels to what happened with Clarence Thomas so many years ago?
Oh, yeah.
Where you go, wow, this guy seems to not be the best guy for the job.
And he's sitting on the Supreme Court.
Yeah, he's been on the Supreme Court ever since.
So, yeah, there's precedence for it. There's precedence for this kind of...
Why can't we advance, though, and go... There's many other judges that are qualified. Why are we getting somebody?
Because honestly, to defend Brett Kavanaugh, which I don't know what happened, neither do you, if this is just false accusations, then why should he step down and not have the opportunity to be a Supreme Court justice?
And that is
true.
A good point.
Absolutely true.
Because it is the Supreme
Court. But if he's guilty and he's just going to keep denying.
But then you got to do a full FBI investigation. You got to go all out and go, we got to prove this guy either to be innocent or guilty.
And again, today, my bottom line has become, you are innocent until proven guilty, except what bothers me is that you changed your story.
Yes,
that
you did.
And that really ruins it for me.
It ruins it to the point of you can't be a Supreme Court justice.
Right.
Because you lied.
Because, yeah, and you or at the very least, you tried to cover it up a little bit.
Has anyone called him on that yet? Somebody needs to just point blank say what you just said.
Bill, you call him. We have his number.
I'll call him. I'll talk to
his cell phone. You can talk to him.
Put him on. I'd love to.
That does seem...
And I hate that they did an interview on, you know, not that it was on Fox.
He and his wife?
Anywhere, yes, but I, you know, the word is that Trump pushed that.
Oh, yeah?
You know, forced him kind of to get on. And I just... Because that goes to the decorum issue of, come on, you're a Supreme Court nominee.
You're above this.
Above this. And you know...
Yeah.
I am so naive.
It's down here and it should be up here.
I am so naive to the political world. I really am, because I wouldn't think for a minute some woman would fake it just to make a Republican look bad. I can't imagine that happening, but I guess people could do that.
Right.
So how will we know? Isn't it just a he said, she said? How will we get to the bottom
of
this?
Well, when the
tomorrow
prosecutor that they've hired to question her Which bothers me, too. I feel like they think, well, it's a female prosecutor. I don't care. What do you have a it's not even a criminal case.
Right.
Why? That's your job, lawmakers. You question her.
The first thing they need to do is put him at the party. Like, figure out whether or not he was there, because he maintains he was not there.
His own writings show that he wasn't there 36 years ago.
That's right. True. Right.
And that bothers me, too. Come on.
But why would you remember, if this was such a non-event, as he claims it to be, why would you have such vivid memories of it if it was a non-event?
Right. Nobody remembers non-events. I don't remember what I ate for dinner.
Right. Right.
Okay, it was obviously fish, it was really good. The day before, though, it wasn't as good.
So isn't it amazing that he's got such clear recollections of that
again,
night?
Again, maybe
there
he does.
When, I mean, these were his formative years where he was probably attending several parties a week.
He could have missed this one. But
he could've.
Him also admitting he was there doesn't make him guilty either.
No. But he has
There's now going to have to be almost a pattern, because three people have now come forward.
But he has said he is not. He's definitely not. But he was not at that party.
He's basically said he's not that person.
Right.
He's not that guy.
Right.
So that's, I think, what's going to. But now already he's going. He's
dancing around a little bit.
Sort of that guy, but not to the extent.
I was never that guy. Well, okay. I'm this kind of guy, but not that. You know what I mean?
He said he didn't drink. He studied. He went to church every Sunday. That is a flat out lie.
That he didn't drink. Now, maybe he did go to church. Maybe he did study. But yeah, he's already painted himself into a corner. So now.
Right.
I don't know how you get out of that. And maybe he'll have a good excuse. He'll have a good.
Right.
I just don't think we're ever going to get the truth on this. I don't know how you prove it.
No, that's the. That's
and
the
I'm sorry, but the Clarence Thomas, I'm always suspect of him.
How long ago was that? Because I had heard some statistics
that
so many people. People tuned in to see that, and that was like before social media and streaming. I can't imagine how many people are going to be watching this.
And again, I had problems with both sides, but I don't. It's
I gave up Diet Coke for a while.
I don't even want this to take place. I want it to stop right now, because we're doing this as a Supreme Court nominee,
right?
And it's so trashy,
right?
And icky, and
it's so America.
I hate it. I hate it. I hate that we're even talking about it. I want it to be done and over.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg once gave me a noogie, Judy, years ago, and it changed my life.
Well, now that you brought her up, did you hear what the GOP party in Milwaukee put up?
What did
they do? Some meme of Ruth Bader Ginsburg being groped by Abraham Lincoln.
Oh, Jesus.
Now,
oh my God.
What is wrong with you people to even put that? Think that's okay in this this moment? And then they took it down, but they didn't apologize. They said, "Well, one of our members had a problem with it, so we took it down."
What's wrong with me that I think that's funny? I know it's bad.
Maybe it's funny if you put it up, but not the Milwaukee GOP party.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
Oh my God,
that's pretty bad.
I mean, but that's where we are.
And I bet
that's where we are.
I bet it was Photoshop.
The Milwaukee GOP thinks it's okay. Well, that's disputable. It happened in 1891, so possibly.
I wonder. Judy, thanks for hanging out.
You bet.
But see, if you asked Abe, he'd admit it, because honest Abe, he never lied.
Okay, I brought that up because I thought it was awful.
It was awful.
You guys were
it was horrible.
It's not right that the GOP put that up, but it's.
No! Would you would never have put that up in this moment.
Well, God, no. But I'd laugh at it. I'm sorry.
I'm going to go wash my hands.
First.
Bye.
I laughed at the audacity.
And you guys go wash
thing.
Your mouth out when you're
we're
done.
We will. All right, thanks, Jude. We'll close things off next. It's
we're
Bill
bad
and Wendy.
People.
WGN.
I think I could probably turn my American Weather Makers air conditioner off, because it's beautiful out there.
Yeah, you don't need it today. Everything's fine today.
Did you get really bad storms last night?
For a very short span of time.
But they came in like a lion. Roar! Yeah. I'm going to hurt you.
They came in like a wrecking ball.
Thank you, Miley.
You're welcome. That's it, everybody. There's nothing to see here. Go about your business. Come back tomorrow at about the same time. What time do you want to start tomorrow?
Well, we'll start the stream at noon.
Yeah, and then go till about 1:02.
Yeah.
We'll see how we feel. All right. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Bye, Wendy.
See you, Bill.